The document that you're receiving now is a document that the Finance Council, in collaboration with the Pastoral Council and with the assistance of our business manager, have been working on for the past 6 months. And basically, this document is, the intent of it is to be a very clear communication of where we are at financially as a parish. And so basically, kind of, how are we doing with our stewardship of tithe, whether contribution-wise and spending-wise? The whole point here is not to come up with any kind of solutions or responses, but just to clearly articulate what's going on. Mr. Claudio Ferraro, who is an active steward here at Blessed Sacrament, has 4 children. He has one that will be graduating next week from Capen. Drew the short straw among the members of the pastor, Finance Council. And he's going to, actually, no, he was very willing. He's going to be kind of sharing and walking through some slides with us, talking through that document, basically to get a better grasp of what the financial situation of the parish is. So please give a warm welcome to Mr. Claudio Ferraro.
Okay, thank you, Father. As Father mentioned, we want to provide this accurate picture. We have not done this for a period of time. And again, not really getting into any solutions, but really laying out the facts, pointing out some gaps and concerns, also pointing out some areas of accomplishments. And then we're going to invite all parishioners to participate in some sessions, and I'll talk about that here shortly. The first slide that I want to go over, and for those of you who are in back, you might want to follow along. You can see the actual slides and graphs in the back. But we wanted to define a few things for you in the jargon of parish finances. Ordinary income and ordinary expense. What that reflects, ordinary income is our individual tithes. And when we accumulate that money, it goes to pay the expenses of the parish, salaries, utilities, supplies. Very similar to our own homes. When we get a paycheck, we use that paycheck and we pay the expenses of our home. That's exactly what this is. As you can see, I wanted to just point out a few things on the graph here. And you can see that this blue line, the blue graph, blue bars, represent the actual revenue. The good thing to point out here is that there's a trend to the positive. And we're going to end up this year in the black, which we have not really done since before 2009. The other thing you'll note is an increase in the red bars. Overall, this percentage increase has only been 6% over a 5-year period. So obviously a compliment to those that are running the parish, not a significant increase over that time span. We've had some classes that have increased, and so our contribution and commitment to Capen has increased. We've also lost some matching contributions from corporations. When folks who work for those companies then submit dollars and match the actual contributions made that their employees, who are our parishioners, make. So we've lost some of that and have had to subsidize the school to a greater degree. Extraordinary income, that would be what you would see in terms of memorials or bequests. And as you can see from the bars on this graph, it's something that we really can't count on year over year. There's a tremendous amount of variability in here. And so when we get, you know, restricted dollars or restricted contributions, we typically will undertake a project like funding technology in the school, or sometimes there's a repair that needs to be made or a specific project. I would label this, the other chart was more of the checkbook of the Paris. This is sort of like the bonus pool, if you will. You know, we all get, hopefully a lot of us get, a tax refund on a year-end basis. And so we'll go out and buy a refrigerator that might be going out. Similar here. We will get a large bequest like we did in 2009, and we'll use that dollar to help bridge a gap or to make some sort of investment that we need to make. So as you can see, this 2009, there was a significant bequest here that really helped us bridge those years from 2009 through 2012. You'll also note here on this graph that we've made a significant contribution, that red, significant contribution to the Together campaign. If you look on the back of the document that's in front of you, the parish as individuals, as individual parishioners, contributed over $1.9 million to the Together campaign. Likewise, the parish made a contribution as well. So when you combine these two items together, the first graph and the second graph, this is the parish savings account. So you get the checkbook, the bonus dollars, and then this is the savings account that is sort of bridges the gap from the two. We have the big bequest in 2009, and then we've used those dollars to maintain services. There have been a significant number of parishes in the diocese that had to reduce or eliminate services, but we've been blessed and we've been able to use the dollars that we've had to, again, make up deficits and continue on. What you will see also is that trend from 2009, we had a high point of $540,000, and now that fund is at about $173,000. What's making this rather alarming to some degree is we've also had a crack in the boiler, the original, here at the church, and it's time for that system to literally be replaced. And that expenditure is a $230,000 expenditure, so that would, of course, drain our cash reserves to zero. So that's why we're trying to engage the parish in an active dialogue on what do we do to move forward. Before we talk about the plan, it's really important that we take a step back and look at the accomplishments. This just captures a few. You can see that we've had an increase in school enrollment. We continue to see the awards from students and the exemplary test scores. I mean, look around you in the pews and people sitting next to you. Those have gone through Blessed Sacrament. What a tremendous testament it is to see our graduates go into the community and make such tremendous contributions in our way of life, not only Blessed Sacrament, but in our parish and community. We're celebrating our 30th year of perpetual adoration in November. Again, what a testament. The increase in seminarians. We've seen an increase in our registered families, and we have over 70 active ministries here. Again, it's a testament. If you watch the daily news and follow the finance report and see how the Dow is doing or the S&P 500, you know, many of us are watching our investment accounts or retirement accounts, and we're lucky to get a 5% return. I look around and I look at this short list as well as the examples from years gone by, and my perspective is this: what we have donated to this parish and what we give daily, every dime gets 100% return on our investment. I mean, you look at the students that we formed, you look at the amount of services and active ministries that go to provide spiritual nourishment for ourselves as well as being able to participate in the sacraments. So through our collective investments that we couldn't do on our own, we are achieving some magnificent and amazing work. And so we want to make sure that we continue to enrich this and continue this really a living return. So to go forward, it's important that we identify the destination with detail. And you'll see in your handout, you know, we are going to need to be spending in the neighborhood of $825,000 over the next 5 years to improve our facilities. You know, we are in an 80-year-old plus school building. We're in a 60-plus year church building, and now our new renovation is not so new anymore. It's over 11 years, so it's time that we contribute back. I mentioned the church air handling and heating system. The school light fixtures, they don't manufacture these lights and bulbs anymore, so we're going to need to replace that. The church roof and parking lot have been inspected, have several years left on them. And the playground has also been inspected and deemed unsafe, some elements of those, so we need to make sure we invest there. We've also made a 7-year pledge for CAPEN to continue the formation of our youth. What's not depicted here is the need to replenish that cash reserve. Just like us, we have, you know, we need to keep that emergency savings account and have enough in there to weather the storm for a next go-round and anything unforeseen. So with that, we want to make sure that we engage everyone. We're going to have four planning sessions and four listening sessions where we ask, you know, parishioners to prayerfully discern as families on how can we contribute? What are solutions that we can come to the table with? We'll have these sessions at the next, the 18th, the 19th, and then the 26th. And it was purposeful that we didn't have any concrete plans to lay out there because we think that we can get some greater ideas by through engagement and as a parish discerning this moving forward. So attend a parish town hall. Bring some thoughts, ideas. I think at the end we'll have, a greater ability to meet our challenges, to meet our short-term needs, and also to plan our long-term financial health. So I appreciate the ability to share this short message with you, and please take the document home, and it's very well done, and we think it lays everything out pretty simplistically, and we appreciate the ability to do that. So thank you.